Blessed Sabbath, everyone. Welcome, dear family. We will begin the children's Sabbath school lessons today. We will begin with opening prayer. If any one of the little ones or mommy or daddy would like to do opening prayer, please may you come up on the bubble.
Okay, maybe bow our heads to our hearts and kneel so we can pray. Oh, Father, we try in heaven. We pray that can you please help us and be with us during the week and help us, give us wisdom and understanding for the lesson that the grown-ups put together today. And we pray, can you please bless each and everyone's family. I pray, can you please give us all guidance through our lives. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Lesson number 10, Repentance Part 5. As we will continue in today's lesson, we will be reading from Proverbs 14:2. There is a way which seems right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Do you remember what was learned last week on repentance, boys and girls? If anyone has the answer to that question, please put up your bubble.
The answer was that we all have sinned, but we can humble ourselves and come to God to ask for forgiveness. The other one is Isaiah 1:18, and it says, "Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Through your sins, yes, God, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool."
Praise the Lord. Now this week, we will learn what to do once we have sinned. If any one of the dear families and children, if you would like to share the scriptures below, please put up your bubble.
James 4:8-10. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts. Ye double-minded, be afflicted and mourn, and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up.
Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
The following one is 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering towards, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
Hebrews 3:13-15 says, "But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. We are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. While it said today, ye will hear his voice. Harden not your hearts as in the provocation.
Praise the Lord. Now, as we continue the lesson from Step to Christ, let's continue chapter 3, page 31 to 34. If any one of the families or the little ones would like to share the following paragraph, please come up to the mic.
Steps to Christ, page 31. But let none deceive themselves with the thought that God, in his great love and mercy, will yet save even the rejecters of his grace. The exceeding sinfulness of sin can be estimated only in the light of the cross. When men urge that God is too good to cast off the sinner, let them look to Calvary. It was because there was no other way in which man could be saved, because without this sacrifice, it was impossible for the human race to escape from the defiling power of God, of sin, and be restored to communion with holy beings. Impossible for them to again be to become partakers spiritual life. It was because of this that Christ took upon himself the guilt of the disobedient and suffered in the sinner's stead. The love and suffering and death of the Son of God all testify to the terrible enormity of sin and declare that there is no escape from this, its power, no hope of it, of the higher life, but through the submission of the soul to Christ.
The following paragraph, you could come ahead on rummaging, come to be able to read the paragraph.
The impenitent sometimes excuse themselves by saying of professed Christians, I am as good as they are. They are no more self-denying, sober, or circumspect in their conduct than I am. They love pleasure and self-indulgence as well as I do. Thus they make the faults of others an excuse for their own neglect of duty. But the sins and defects of others do not excuse anyone. For the Lord has not given us an erring human pattern. The spotless Son of God has been given as our example. And those who complain of the wrong course of professed Christians are the ones who should show better lives and nobler examples. If they have so high a conception of what a Christian should be, is not their own sin so much greater? They know what is right and yet refuse to do it.
Beware of procrastination. Do not put off the work of forsaking your sins and seeking purity of heart through Jesus. Here is where thousands upon thousands have erred to their eternal loss. I will not here dwell upon the shortness and uncertainty of life, for there is a terrible danger, a danger not sufficiently understood, in delaying to yield to the pleading voice of God's Holy Spirit, in choosing to live in sin, for such this delay really is. Sin, however small it may be esteemed, can be indulged in only at the peril of infinite loss. What we do not overcome will overcome us and work out our destruction.
I have a question for you, boys and girls. So, are we to wait, boys and girls, to ask forgiveness once we have been shown our sins? If you have the answer, please put up your bubble.
The answer is no, and Hebrews 3:15 says, while it said, today ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation.
There is a beautiful song that will explain how we should humble our hearts. If any of the dear family would like to sing the following song, please come up to the bubble.
Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up higher, and he shall lift you up. thyself in the sight of the Lord. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. And he shall lift you up higher and higher, and he shall lift you up, up into heaven, and he shall lift you up higher and higher, and he shall lift you up.
Praise the Lord. As we continue with the reading, we step to Christ, page 33. Adam and Eve persuaded themselves that in so small a matter as eating of the forbidden fruit, there could not result such terrible consequences as God had declared. But this small matter was the transgression of God's immutable and holy law. And it separated man from God and opened the floodgates of death and untold woe upon our world. Age after age, there has gone up from our earth a continual cry of mourning, and the whole creation groans and travails together in pain as a consequence of man's disobedience. Heaven itself has felt the effects of its rebellion against God. Calvary stands as a memorial of the amazing sacrifice required to atone for the transgression of the divine law. Let us not regard sin as a trivial thing. The next family that would like to read the next paragraph, please come up to the mic.
Every act of transgression, every neglect or rejection of the grace of Christ is reacting upon yourself. It is hardening the heart, depriving the will, benumbing the understanding, and not only making you less inclined to yield, but less capable of yielding to tender pleading of God's Holy Spirit. Many are quieting and are troubled conscience with the thought that they can change a course of evil when they choose that they can trifle with the invitations of mercy. And yet again impressed, they think that after doing this fight to the spirit of grace, after casting their influence on the side of Satan, in a moment of terrible extremity, they can change their course, but this is not so easily done. The experience of the education of a lifetime has so thoroughly molded the character that few then desire to receive the image of Christ. Mm-hmm.
Even one trait of character, one simple desire persistently cherished, will eventually neutralize all the power of the gospel. Every simple indulgence strengthens the soul's aversion to God. The man who manifests an infidel heartedness or a stolid indifference to divine truth is but reaping the harvest of that which has himself sown. In all the Bible, there is not a more fearful warning against trifling with evil than the words of the wise men that the sinner shall be holding with the cords of his sins. Proverbs 5:22.
Christ is ready to set us free from sin, but he does not force the will. And if by persistent transgression the will itself is wholly bent on evil, and we do not desire to be set free, if we will not accept his grace, what more can he do? We have destroyed ourselves by our determined rejection of his love. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. 2 Corinthians 6:2 and Hebrews 3:7-8.
Now we have another question for you, boys and girls. What must we do today? Anyone have the answer to that question, please? Come up to the mic.
Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. 2 Corinthians 6:2, Hebrews 3:7-8. Let us today decide no turning back to God's pleading for us to repent.
Children just sang that beautiful song. Now the question will be, did we decide to follow Jesus? Well, in our house, there is no turning back. There is no turning back. Next Sabbath, February 16, 2013, we will conclude our study on repentance. Now, if anyone of the family would like to continue as closing this beautiful children's study with a closing prayer. Next Sabbath, we will be continuing also part 6 of repentance. If anyone would like to do closing prayer, please come up to the mic.
Father God, thank you for this wonderful day. And thank you for this wonderful Sabbath, children's Sabbath that we had today. And thank you all for my family and friends. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I would like to thank all the dear families and your little ones of participating to be able to lift up your voice to Jesus and we could be able to hear what is in your heart. Now, the activities that will be sent already in your email, you will be able to enjoy it, and I hope that you will continue in this blessed Sabbath day, lifting up your heart and your troubles to Jesus. And coming in humility and repentance. God bless you, everyone. Have a blessed Sabbath.
As always, just wanting to thank everyone that participated this Sabbath. Thank you so much for the PowerPoint that basically really was from Sister Lee. We thank you also to Sister Rose for her beautiful leading out this morning and for all of the little ones through prayer and through reading. Thank you so much. And to all the mommies and daddies, just wanted to say thank you. Have a blessed Sabbath, everyone.